talume nini yani wawa tunyu
Unyu na ngugele yes Nani jelu ya mufaya lau Na 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 wai Unyu japo Dawa tunyu mana feo nila Yanyi dinela uye ulenu wapu jofta na man mawai Yanyi dinela uye ulenu wapu jofta na man mawai
Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666. Or contact us at AIDSVancouver.org.
That's right, it's Queer FM, CITR 101.9 FM. Queer FM Arts Extra is on. Well, and here's the music. You know what to do. FM Arts Extra. My name's Aiden Saint. Of course it is.
Yeah. You remembered that this morning, did you?
Well, you know what? My husband's been actually like writing it on my underwear because I sometimes forget these things.
That's more than I needed on a Tuesday morning, but thanks, hon.
Well, you know. So just so you know, this is one of our new hosts here in the Queer FM family, and just because I can, and I'm a kind of a stickler for this sort of thing, we actually have a little bit of theme music just for Barb Snellgrove. This is Barb Snellgrove, and here is her theme.
Such excitement.
Here we go. Let's see if we can do this. I think it is her theme anyway. Nope. You know what? We're having a malfunction. Wow.
Barb Snellgrove deep in the jungles of Africa.
You know what? It's funny because this is not even listed. It's like I've heard this a gazillion times and it's the wrong one. We'll have to do it next week. Sorry.
It wouldn't be the first technical failure I've ever experienced in my life, so it's all good.
Well, so we have a great show for you. We have the lovely Justin Saint went down to, he went down to had fun storming the castle last night around midnight. If you were not aware, there's a new game out, and you can check that out on our newsletter. This is my shameless plug. You go out to queerfmvancouver.com. And you can go out and look at our logs, our sessions, all the different shows that we've had. And we have a new feature. You can go out once a week, get on our newsletter, get it all delivered to you. It has a synopsis of every single thing that we do during the week. Well, almost everything. And one of the things is Batman Arkham City. Batman Arkham City is the latest of the Batman video game series, and why am I talking about this? Because geeks love it, and they had a special costume contest last night at EB Games at midnight for the launch. The lovely Justin Saint went down there as Harley Quinn. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a soap opera name.
Harley Quinn is the Joker's evil apprentice that looks like kind of a psychotic schoolgirl with a clown makeup on. Went down, saw a very decked out Reeve here locally. Hey, Reeve, how you doing?
Hi, Reeve.
And I believe Ray was down there too in one form or another. So I just wanted to say hello, and he won a Batman statue for being cool looking, yeah. It was pretty cool.
How statue-y is it? Is it big, small?
It's actually, yeah, it's about a foot tall, and it's got the big cape.
Oh, nice.
So he's got a little, he sat up until the wee hours of the morning and recorded a little thing just for you, plus a soundtrack cut from that video game. They have soundtracks now. Did you know that?
For the video game?
Yeah.
Well, you know, why not?
Hey.
Why not? You know, it's like more money to be made across all spectrums here.
So, it's all coming your way. We also have Barb Snellgrove. She's going to be talking about some of the stuff around town that you've got to do, you've got to see. And if you don't, well, you know, we're going to have Vinny come and take care of you. So, no.
Yo, Vinny.
Yeah. We also have some tracks, some music tracks. We've got a little bit of Dr. Seuss in here. Yeah, I've got some Dr. Seuss. We've got some Queen. And we got some other extra cool, I can't say that word, stuff.
Four letters sounds like crap.
Yeah. So it's been really busy in Vancouver, and I have to tell you, I'm a little bleary-eyed because I was on a movie set all weekend. I can't tell you anything about it because they make you sign like reams and reams of paper about this, but all I can tell you is that it was another time in my life as a Irish descendant from County Cork, my family is from County Cork.
Oh, here we go.
Where I wasn't ethnic enough. I went onto this set, and it was great. There was like
your hair is not orange.
Oh,
or red, excuse me.
It's not something, but I walked onto set, and I was way too tall, way too pale. And they made me up, and I look really grungy, and I look like a factory worker. It was really a lot of fun, and they picked. There was just no love for Irishmen there. Just no love at all. Yeah, so I got to give Justin is Filipino Chinese, and he's always one of our ongoing things is talking about racism and how people are fairly racist or biased in some cases, and this was the other way. So it was like being back in Southern California or on the island of Maui, where it's like, oh yes, you're a Howley. Yes.
Oh yeah, Howleys.
Yeah. Yes, we're going to take extra special care of you. So this was really interesting. I wasn't brown enough and short enough and odd looking enough, apparently. And so I sat for one whole day and ate donuts. And so and it was great. I was on a movie set, and I did get to see a star that I can't even mention his name, but he's fairly famous and, well, very famous. He's won an Academy Award, for God's sake. Anyway, so little bleary-eyed, little tired, feeling a little grungy still. Yeah.
Yeah, we, both of us actually have been up since the crack of dawn.
Since the crack
of something. Whoever she may be.
Oh, my goodness. So we are going to play a little music. We're going to step aside. We're going to be right back with Queer FM Arts Extra here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Falling 1,000 feet per second, you still take me by surprise. I just know we can't be over. I can see it in your eyes. Making every kind of silence takes a lot to realize. It's worse to finish than to start all over and never let it lie. And as long as I can feel you holding on, I won't fall. Even if you said I was wrong, I'm not perfect, but I keep trying, 'cause that's what I said I would do from the start. I'm not alive if I'm lonely, so please don't leave. Was it something I said, or just my personality? Takes a lot to realize. It's worse to finish than to start all over and never let it lie. And as long as I can feel you holding on, I won't fall. Even if you said I was wrong, I know that I'm not perfect, but I keep trying, 'cause that's what something I said, or just my personality. I'm not perfect, but I keep trying, 'cause that's what I said I would do from the start. I'm not alive if I'm lonely, so please tell me, was it something my sin?
In Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabaret Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabaret Radio.
Do you know what the funniest thing of America is?
What?
This is a little difference. I mean, you can get the same stuff over there that you can get over here. Only over there, it is just a little different.
Example.
All right, well, you cannot walk into a movie theater in America and order a glass of beer. You cannot even get one in a little paper cup. Here, in Paris, you can get a beer at McDonald's. Do you know what they call a Royale with cheese in America?
They don't call it a royal with cheese?
No. They've got the imperial system of measurement over there. They do not know what royal is.
So what do they call it?
They call it a quarter pounder with cheese.
Quarter pounder with cheese? Mais oui. And what do they call Le Big Mac?
Le Big Mac is Le Big Mac. Only over there they call it Big Mac.
Big Mac! And what do they call their weapon?
I do not know. I did not go into Burger King. Do you know what they put on French fries in America instead of mayonnaise? Ketchup.
Zut alors! Mais oui!
Hey, this is the Wolfpack. We're here in Mexico in Puerto Vallarta. You're listening to 101.9 Queer FM.
Woo! Don't threaten me with a good time. This is Justin Saint. You're listening to Queer FM Arts Extra, and I'm recording live from the Blue Lava Lounge in Davie Village. I just came home from the release of Batman Arkham City. I'm so stoked. I can't wait to play this game. There was a release launch party that happened at Pacific Center at EB Games tonight. I was there around 11:30, and yesterday I actually received a call from EB Games saying that they had a costume contest. Now, being a makeup artist, or makeup artist in training, I should say, I figured, hey, how many people in Vancouver actually dress up for things? You know, if anyone's seen the movie Mean Girls, for the Halloween party, where she, you know, spends all these hours putting together this zombie bride makeup, and she shows up and everyone else is wearing bunny ears, and that's pretty much it. That's happened to me so many times, I figured, hey, costume contest, I'm all for it. So, I decided to go as Harley Quinn. Harley Quinn in the Batman Arkham games is quite a gothic character. In the first game, she dresses as kind of a gothic nurse. And in the second game, she gets more of a punk look, and she actually takes off her her mask, which I think is pretty cool. And she's quite pretty in the second one, I should say. I can't wait to see that in the in-game. So I decided to go as Harley, you know, taking some of my gear from Fetish Night X with me, put it on, and made my way to EB Games. And yeah, it was my first ever release party, so quite a bit of it was spent outside. Being Vancouver, it is a small town, so I ran into a few familiar faces, the most notable one being Reeve from Fête Noir was there. He was dressed as the Riddler, and Rey Sunshine was also there. Yes, former Empress Rey was there in her male persona, as well as her good friend and now DJ Dominic. So we were there, we were hanging out. There were only three people dressed up. There was this girl who apparently had been there since 7:30, dressed as kind of a classic Joker look. And again, Reeve was the Riddler, and then I was dressed as Harley Quinn. There was a guy with a guitar who started randomly singing songs that he made up on the spot about Batman. We weren't that impressed, so that kind of slowed down the night for us. But then the EB, about 10 minutes before midnight, the staff of EB Games came outside and they started doing trivia contests, and they were giving away, they gave away a statue, they gave away a bunch of t-shirts, and they started giving away, like, random stuff that nobody wanted. They gave away foam batarangs, which was kind of quite interesting. And then they had the costume, you know, the costume contest. So the three of us in costume went in front of the in front of the crowd outside EB Games, and I didn't realize it was a popularity contest. So they had us cheer. I went up first, and it was kind of muted, I should say. And then Reeve was there, and people, you know, were pretty appreciative of his Riddler costume. And then they reached the girl, and the line just exploded. Yeah, I think the EB Game staff was aware that there was some transphobia happening, so they actually tried again. But it became rather apparent that, yeah, the guys in the line weren't exactly the fan of the, you know, the tranny. Though apparently, Ray overheard someone say, and I thought this was quite funny, when people were cheering, is that, "You only like her because she has boobs." And they were talking about me. So, hey, I did fool some people. They awarded the first prize to the girl. She chose to get a Batman Arkham City controller, which in theory is awesome. It was supposed to look like a batarang and glows in like seven colors. So it's like, oh my god, a rainbow batarang controller. Want. And then I saw it and I'm like, this looks like it was designed in the early 90s. Like, did they make this when Atari was still around? So And then Reeve was pretty happy because he actually won a copy of the game, which, hey, you know, I was pretty happy for him. I had already pre-ordered the game, so I wasn't really surprised by the reaction that I got from the crowd at EB. You know, when I was younger, I felt like I was experiencing a lot of homophobia. Well, not homophobia, but like a lot of guys were just randomly throwing out gay insults and, you know, gay slurs and homophobic slurs and transphobic slurs in the nerd community, and I didn't really feel safe. But, you know, there are gay gamers out there, and there are multiple organizations online and in, you know, various cities all over the place that have gay gaming groups. There's one here in Vancouver, and, you know, this year, the ones in Toronto were actually part of the parade. So, hey, gay gamers, we're becoming more visible, so, you know, be proud. That being said, I was still kind of disappointed that, you know, it was a kind of a cold reminder that transphobia still exists. You know, being in Vancouver, we're privileged in that a lot of people are quite accepting, and, you know, some people might be at easy with it, but it's not really PC to do it here, so a lot of people keep quiet. And, you know, hopefully they don't just keep quiet, hopefully they become educated or meet, you know, great, I shouldn't say representatives, but, you know, just great people who just happen to be queer. You know, after the contest was done, we finally got to go inside, and when I got to the counter, one of the staff members, while they were processing me, sneaked out at the back and came out with this Batman statue. And yeah, it was, you know, I felt really good about that because, hey, I might not have won over the straight guys in the line, but, you know, I came, and people did appreciate the tranny in Harley Quinn Batman drag. And, you know, I chatted with the staff. You know, I'm really, really happy with EB. I've kind of had a mixed feelings about them, but the staff at EB Games at Pacific Center, here's a shout out to you. You guys are awesome. Thank you for the support. And I looked up the statue online. It's not the statue in the special edition, and I can't find any information on the one I got, so I think this might have been the special one for the release. So, again, thank you. I'm so grateful. You know, it's just a small thing, but hey. So now, I'm gonna go and play my brand new game, Batman Arkham City. Wait for the review that's gonna be coming next week here on Queer FM Arts Extra. And this is Justin Saint. You're listening to Queer FM Arts Extra on CITR 101.9. Don't forget to tune in on Sundays for Queer FM from 6 to 8 and for Queer FM Community every other Sunday from 5 to 6. And if you'd like to stay updated with what's happening around Vancouver and, you know, in some places online, subscribe to our brand new Queer FM Weekly. You can subscribe to that right now on our website, queerfmvancouver.com. We've had two releases so far. The first one featured Fiona Forbes and Babe Cole, and the second one is focusing on the fundraiser for La Cage aux Folles supporting community, Batman Arkham City, of course, and Tony Bennett duets. We also, you know, we'll be updating it with various events that we love. Stay tuned for events we possibly have tickets to give away too. And yeah, oh, and on that note, stay tuned because we will be having an interview with the lead actor from Vancouver Opera's upcoming production of West Side Story. So I'm really stoked for that one. Just say West Side Story in opera. Oh my god. Yeah, it's just, hey, can't get better than that. It's just made for opera. Anyway, you're listening to Queer FM Arts Extra on CITR 101.9.
Queer FM. Oh boy, we're gonna wait for this. Wait, we're not quite there yet. Queer FM Arts Extra on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Aiden Saint, and I have
Barb Snellgrove,
and we're here at UBC's camp. It's so nice out there.
It's another gorgeous day. It's supposed to crud up tomorrow. They threaten us, but enjoy while we can.
Don't say that.
Supposed to. That doesn't necessarily mean it's a fact.
Well, tomorrow I'm actually I got cast for a TV series, and I'm going to play a bad guy.
There's a stretch.
Yeah, I'm riding a motorcycle and shooting a gun.
Do you have your knight in shining armor?
Oh, no. I'm supposed to look like a biker. That's why I'm looking all scruffy here. I got about a week's growth on my face, and they looked at me and they said, one guy came in for an interviews are really interesting in the movie and TV industry, because one of them, one guy came in a track suit to be a bad guy, like a biker bad guy.
So he's been a Guido bad guy.
Yeah, he's going to be like from New Jersey, you know. Hey, forget about it.
Yeah, forget about it.
And so the casting director took one look at him, kind of smirked, took a look at me, took a look back at him and said, hey, you need to look like him, okay?
Yeah.
So we have Barb on. She's always around town. She's running around. I mean, they say, you know, Fred Lee's got Fred About Town, right? Yeah, well, our gal Barb, she's not only around town, she's in multiple places at once. I think she personally has a transporter or something, and maybe a little Scottish guy that we can't push anymore, Captain.
Octobarbie. Don't go there. I know what you're thinking.
Boy.
Don't do it.
Oh boy. Anyway, so we have a new segment. We're going to actually be expanding here on Queer FM Arts Extra. And this is going to be her little bit of cool every week. So, without any further ado, here's a little bit of music for Barb that's kind of cool. And this is Barb Snellgrove on Queer FM Arts Extra.
You gave me some nice, mellow background music.
Oh, this is Queen. It gets a little bit more rowdy.
Don't we all on a good day,
yeah,
though, really? Yeah, good morning, everybody. We are going to be giving you updates on what's going on in the community on a weekly basis. We'll sometimes go further ahead, and we'll be talking to local people in the news and things that are happening, just sort of catching you up on what's going on within our local queer community here in Vancouver. So right now, we've got the Laugh Riot Girls Comedy Competition going on, and this is the finals happening tomorrow on the 19th at 7:30 p.m., and it's out at Laugh Lines in New West. Tickets are $17. They have an amazing lineup of local talent, and including our very own Amy Wilding. So Amy Lucille from Tops and Bottoms, holla out to her. Congratulations on making it to the finals, girlfriend. Vancouver Fringe Fest, we got to mention them because it's the Fringe, for God's sakes. It's the 17th through the 21st. 5-day campaign is also on to raise $5,000 towards their programming. So tickets.vancouverfringe.com. Check them out, and please donate to a very, very worthy festival. We've got Vancouver's Wild Weekend starting on Thursday. Bears, come out wherever you are. October 20th through 24th at various venues. There's over a dozen events put on by local promoters to help raise money for kids affected by HIV. So this is a really, really good one. Keep your eyes and ears peeled for all these events. It's Bears Helping Kids. How can you go wrong? So go on Facebook, Vancouver's Wild Weekend. That's what you need to look up on Facebook. Howl and Scream Halloween Party, good old Fly Girl Productions, they're doing their thing. All the girls are going to come out in their Halloween drag Friday, October 22nd from 10 p.m. to 2 p.m. at Canvas Lounge down in Gastown. That's 99 Powell Street. If you haven't been down there before, DJ Miss M, who's an amazing DJ, she's going to be rocking it down at Fly Girl Productions. It's $12 in advance, but it's $6 if you go down there before 10:30 a.m., so you can save some money. So you'll be able to check out all of these and lots more coming up in the near future on queerfmvancouver.com.
And that was Barb Snowgrove. That was awesome. She sounds so good on the radio.
I didn't put my real sexy morning Vancouver voice on.
Well, what to do now? Well, you know, it's fantastic because we have we do a lot of reviews for Queer FM, and one of the albums that has impressed me for about a month or so now is a new album by one of my favorite singers for way back, and I'm gonna pot this down.
Who is it?
Tony Bennett.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm kind of a big Tony Bennett fan, and so what we have for you this morning is a little bit of Tony Bennett cool. And the first one, and some of the boys will really like this, is of course Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga, and this is The Lady is a Tramp. Yeah, and also Lady Gaga, if you go out onto YouTube, just so you know, also played at Sting's 60th birthday and played King of Pain and a bunch of Police tunes.
I can't believe that man is 60 now.
I know.
He looks younger than me.
I know, he's amazing. Anyway, so Queer FM Arts Extra, my name is Aiden Saint.
I'm Barb Snellgrove.
And this is the amazing Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga.
Hungry for dinner at 8.
I'm starving.
She loves the theater, but she never comes late.
I never bother with people that I hate. That's why this chick is a tramp.
She does it like crap games with barons and earls.
Won't go to Harlem in diamonds and pearls. Rest of those girls.
Thank you. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love the free, fresh wind in my hair.
Life without care.
Oh, I'm so broke.
It's oak.
I hate California. It's crowded and damp.
That's why the lady is a
tramp. Go to Coney Island.
Oh, the beach is divine.
And I love the Yankees.
Cheetah's just fine.
I follow Rogers and Hart.
She sings every line. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love a prize fight.
That isn't a fake.
No fake. I love to rowboat with you and your wife in Central Parkway.
She goes to the opera and stays wide awake.
Yes, I do. That's why this lady is a tramp.
She likes the green grass under her shoes.
What can I lose? 'Cause I got no dough.
Oh, no. That's why the lady is a tramp. Go!
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-
That's so. It's California, it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
Right on. Beautiful. Thank you. My heart is sad and lonely. For you I sigh, for you, dear, only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul.
I spend my days in a hunger and wondering why it's being wrong. I tell you, I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul.
I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you turn away romance. Oh.
Are you pretending it looks like the ending? Unless I could have one more chance to throw down.
My life a wreck you're making.
You know I'm yours, but just the taking.
I gladly surrender myself to you, body and soul. Are you pretending it looks like the ending? Unless I can have one more chance to prove, dear.
My life a wreck you're making.
You know I'm yours for just the taking. I'd gladly surrender myself to you, body and soul.
Hello, I'm Kent Brockman, and this is
Shindig.
Shindig is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands that goes down 9 p.m. every Tuesday night at the Railway Club until a winner is crowned. October 18th, come out to see The Godspot, Honorary MD, and Velociraptor. October 25th, Shindig brings you The Fathoms, From Birch to You, and Rec Center. Read all about it at shindig.citr.ca.
And we're back. It's Queer FM Arts Extra. My name's Aiden Saint.
I'm Barb Snellgrove.
And we're here at CITR Studios, 101.9 FM in fantastic Vancouver.
Sunny Vancouver.
I know. And I got a couple pictures I'm going to post later. There's this amazing, of all things, tree that is red. It looks like someone lit it on fire. It's just like... And the other thing that is really curious about UBC, if you've not been here, I highly recommend you check it out. They have some really unique things. They have a thing called the bike kitchen where they help you, you know, fix your bicycle. Mm-hmm. Well, someone took and made a sign out of a bicycle. They put bike kitchen like kind of in the little triangle
there.
And then put it on a bloody pole like 20 feet up.
Not literally.
But it was amazing. It was like, there's a bicycle up there. What is that? Oh,
it's from the engineers.
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, boy.
Our very witty engineers.
Somebody was drinking or smoking heavily. That's all I got to say. But it's very cool. It's very striking. It's like, why is there a... Oh, got it. So, hey, there's some really cool stuff going on around town that we talked about. But I think there's a hockey note, just a brief thing you mentioned. And I was going, okay, yeah, we need to talk about that. So...
I wouldn't be doing my Dykley duties.
Yes.
If we didn't, my new word, we'll invent that one right here, Dykley.
Dykley duties? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, you know, the expression I use is look, I've done my bit for Queens and country. Yeah. Whenever they talk about gay Vancouver, I've done my bit for Queens and country. Thank you very much.
And then so, yeah.
Yeah. So what's the skinny on this? Something with the Canucks, yeah?
With his brand new hip, all ready to go, Ryan Kesler will finally be back in the lineup for the next game. I think it's New York they're going to be playing.
Oh, wow. Is he going to be like naked like the ESPN thing, or is he actually going to wear
pads?
Yes,
that went all over Facebook and then back.
Yeah. It's still every once in a while. Hey, you've got to check out this picture. Yeah, I've seen it.
Well, I know, right? And, of course, there's how many people have Photoshopped their faces on top of it or beside it or coming leaning over the end.
Oh, yeah.
But, yes, Ryan will be back in the lineup after taking... a bit of time off. He had a hip surgery during the summer to fix what was, I guess, sort of broke. But he says he's fit. He's ready to go. And God knows we need him because we've only won two games so far out of five, I do believe. And we want to get some scoring going because that's not something that's been happening in the Canucks games lately.
Now, how many games, just for the uninitiated or the disinterested in the audience, how many games are there in the season?
Far too many. Remember, we had a little tiny break. I think in between hockey season, here's the best way I've ever heard it explained. There are two seasons in Canada. What is it? Summer and hockey. And that's pretty much how it works. And that's actually literally how it's turned out now. Because by the time the playoffs are done, we're looking at June.
Yeah.
And we get a couple of months break, and then boom, September, we're back at hockey again. So
Damn. It's
starting to ring true, the old two-season method.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, it's now I have to disagree with you, because hockey is this thing that you all play in during the winter here. And for me, there's winter, and there's baseball season. And baseball season starts right around March and ends right about, well, it's actually, it's St. Louis and it's...
Milwaukee got tanned by the Cardinals. So
yeah.
St. Louis is in. And they are going to be playing... Oh
no.
Dang.
Who
I was so busy paying attention to the Cardinals, I missed the other end of the spectrum.
Well, anyway, World Series is coming, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And are you going to watch the World Series?
I probably will watch some of it, but I have a feeling that... I'm not quite sure. Usually it's NBC. I'm not quite sure who has the contract to broadcast them down in the States, but I bet you they're just killing themselves over the two teams because they're not... It's not one of the big markets. It's not like they're going to get a lot of... It's not a ratings grabber this year.
No, they're both medium market teams.
Yeah.
And it's like even the Yankees...
No offense.
The Yankees actually got bounced early. And it was like, wow, really?
I mean, they can't be in it, everybody.
I know. Well, you know, I kind of had hope. I had hope early in say... May, that Seattle...
In hockey season.
During hockey season.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So, I'm kind of curious because I know there's some people that get some really great tickets for hockey. So we're going to have to see about scrounging us up some tickets and giving them away or going.
I might be able to work on that.
Oh, yes, of course you will.
Yeah.
We are going to, we're going to step aside here for a little bit. And, this is a shout out to one of our other programs, and that is Cabo Radio, and that's happening tonight. And this is a shout out to those guys. And I actually did the you do the playlist So I did their playlist one time, Queer FM did.
Oh, great.
And so this is a shout out to Caba Radio, and you can check that out tonight. I believe it's 10 or 11 o'clock tonight at CITR 101.9 FM. This is from the original 1966 soundtrack of Batman. And this is Batman Riddles the Riddler from Queer FM Arts Extra. Enjoy.
Before you trip over your cape, Batman, riddle me this. There are three men in a boat with four cigarettes but no matches. How do they manage to smoke?
The Riddler.
Three men in a boat with four cigarettes and no matches. How did they manage to smoke? They threw one cigarette overboard and made the boat a cigarette lighter. Correct, boy wonder.
This is it. This moment right now is the youngest you'll be for the rest of your life. Just wait and see. So sit back, relax, and try to have fun. You'll be even older when this cartoon is done. On this milestone, people will tell you you're great. All your friends will hear, too, of their wonderful fate. Max dominates baseball. He might even go pro. McGill plans to sing songs in a traveling show. Omar wants to make partner at Figglestone Schleife. Sally Sue's got a trust fund. She's set for life. Now just wait for a second. How can that be? Not everyone's special, statistically. Chances are better, though you don't want to believe, that most of your goals will not be achieved. You'll set out today to follow your dreams, but you'll quickly discover life's not what it seems. It's awkward, it's lonely, and you'll have no assurance that you won't have to serve coffee just to get health insurance. You'll call your friend's parents and your parents' friends. All social interactions now a means to an end. You'll soon sink to a place you think is low, but then it gets lower. You'll learn how low, low things go. You'll waste a few weeks, a few months, a few years, until you come to embody all of your fears. You'll live with your parents who love you less and less, while your life crumbles around you in a big heaping mess. Just keep waiting around, and one day you'll see your life's not as bad as it maybe could be. You probably won't starve or anything like that. In fact, in all likelihood, you're gonna get fat. Sorry to disappoint, but I'm telling the truth. Your high expectations are a product of youth. But mediocrity's normal. It's what the word means. So come on, kid. Just give up your dreams. Then again, maybe I'm not the best guy for real-world advice giving. I'm a fake doctor who writes rhymes for a living.
And that bit of advice was brought to you by Queer FM Arts Extra. Hi, I'm Aiden Saint. And
I'm Barb Snellgrove.
And Barb's got a few shouts out and a few extra details. One of the things I did want to mention here real quick, and that is if you like the Amy Winehouse, Tony Bennett song, check out amywinehousefoundation.co.uk. You can donate both in the UK and in the United States sites. To help bring about healthier, happier lives for young people in memory of Amy Winehouse. It's a tragedy that she was lost and that she went down that spiral, but maybe something positive can happen.
We hope so. At least it's your father. Youth Co., if you want to do it locally, mm-hmm. give back to the community, Youth Co. Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Well, good morning to Renee Goyer-Armstrong, Kelly McNeil, and Angel Pugs. Welcome back after a lovely two-week siesta and fiesta in Cuba. God help them all down there in Central America. I'm sure they're just now getting the street cleaners out to try and get the city back to normal, or the country back to normal, rather, after a visit from our illustrious ladies out in Voltage Village. But welcome back. Love you muchly.
And what else you got? What do you else got? What else do you have on tap for this week? Are you doing anything fun? Because you're always doing something fun. I'm doing lots of running around, and you're doing fun. That. Is that a lesbian thing? Because, you know, I could try to be a lesbian. I'd have to.
Good luck with that. Yeah. That's a major tuck happening, like a major, major tuck.
I know. I'd have serious tuck, wouldn't it be?
Or just oh, no, I'm not even going to go there. The CRTC on my back after 2 weeks.
Yeah, you'd love that. So do you have anything fun or interesting upcoming? I didn't get a chance to go to Gay Vancouver this week. And so my congratulations to the new Ms. Gay Vancouver 32. I'm going to try really hard to pronounce your name, but I can't right now, so I'm not going to embarrass myself.
I know, and that's the thing is, as I want to, we're so close. We don't want to get her confused with a wonderful Latino singer who's passed. So we'll give you a big holler out, a proper holler out next week. How's that?
We'll even try to have you on the show and talk. But Gay Vancouver 32, congrats. Hope to see you out there.
Yeah, that's what happened this week. And basically, it was just a lot of turkey cooking, stuffing, all of the above last week. still living the turkey dream.
Really? Oh, my goodness.
I know, right?
Well, you know, hey, someone's got to, because we polished that. I have a hungry boy at home, and he polished it off pretty quick.
Yeah. So we got. There's lots of stuff coming up in the loop. It's a quiet week, as weeks go. We'll definitely be giving you all the fun and frivolity of the events going on during mid-November. I won't be here next week, though. I'll be warm.
That's the rumor. That's okay. You know, someone's got to be warm. We are going to wrap things up. That was a fast hour.
That really, really was.
Well, we've got one of our favorite artists. She came into the studio. She actually not only had her acoustic guitar, but she also had a harmonica around her neck. And she totally rocked it. And that was Kate Reed.
We love Kate Reed.
Kate Reed came in, and she left us gifts. And she gave us a private concert right here in CITR Studios. So if you want to check out some of the coolest music around and one of the hottest album covers
I've seen in a long time,
yeah. Check us out. Go out to queerfmvancouver.com. You can check out, if you go out there, there's little links on the side. And if you click one about halfway down, you'll find all of our newsletters. And in it, there are pictures and links for Kate Reed's newest album, Just Doing It for the Chicks. You can check her out on katereed.net.
Well, there'll also be links to any of the events I'm talking about on my segments. And don't forget, you can hit me up on Facebook at Barb Snellgrove fan page, or Barb Snellgrove, just that one, queerfmvancouver@gmail.com, if you've got any events you want us to talk about or attend.
So we're going to step aside, and we will catch you next week. Now, tune in on Sunday for our regular show of Queer FM. And back here Tuesday morning for Queer FM Arts Extra. My name's Aiden Saint.
My name's Barb Snellgrove. Have a great week, everyone.
We're out of here.
I can tell you're some kind of worried out there about what I'm doing up here. And I assure you, my reasoning is completely shallow about how and why I'm here to entertain you. I'm merely on a divine plan to convert you all to the dark side of the bedroom. So why don't you come and pray at my church for a change? Then I'll pray on you, 'cause that's what my kind of people do. And I'm just doing this for the chicks. Just singing, hoping I make it with you, baby. All I need is my God-given ability to serenade. I'm just doing it for the chicks. You're the kind of gal who likes to fool around. Then I'm the kind of gal you wanna be bedding down. If you're bisexual, better yet, a curious hetero, oh, then baby, I'm your man. If you've got a voyeur for a boyfriend, even better. Or if you just feel like doing a little experimenting, why don't you take the plunge and jump the fence with me? And I'll take you for a wild ride on the other side. 'Cause I'm just doing this for the chicks. I'm just singing, hoping I'll make it with you, baby. All I need is my God-given ability to serenade. Just doing it for the chicks. You're the kind of guy who likes to fret and frown about his place in the world. Then I guess that I'm your worst nightmare, and I'm coming true, 'cause I'm here to steal your little lady out from under you. And I can see you're concerned with all this coming out, and I'm the other woman your mother forgot to warn you about. And you believe that I'm your nemesis, but that's just ludicrous, 'cause the one thing I want to impress on you is this: I'm just doing it for the chicks. I'm just singing, hoping I make this world a better place. All I need is my woman-driven ability to serenade. Now I'm on a full-blown crooning crusade. Yeah, I've got me a pocket-rhyming dictionary. I got me a couple killer hot licks, yeah. But the music's all just extracurricular. I said the music's all just extracurricular, baby. I said the music's all just extracurricular. I'm just doing it for the chicks. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I'm just doing it for the chicks. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just doing it for the chicks. I'm just doing it for the chicks.
How do you write a good magazine article?
Discorder is that magazine published by CITR 101.9 FM. In it, you'll find reviews of concerts and albums, stories about bands and artists, comics, and more, including a comprehensive guide to CITR's programming.
In the October issue of Discorder, you can read up on great bands like Aunts and Uncles, Ghost House, and Yukon Blonde, cruise the oral history of Mint Records, and enjoy the fabulous cover story of Shimmering Stars. And don't miss the contributors' meeting September 29th at 6 p.m. in the CITR Lounge. Come one, come all.
Discorder is available all over the fine city of Vancouver. For a complete list of distribution locations, why not go online to discorder.ca.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Good morning, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC. I'm Melanie Coles, and I'm going to be your host for the next hour. Thank you to Aiden for his Queer FM Arts Report. I'm going to start off the show today with a great album that came out this year, by the title of EMA. The first track I'm going to play is The Gray Ship from EMA off Past Life Martyred Saints. 1, 2, 3.